Men on frank jury must be some mighty good husbands, asserts the deputy in charge. The Atlanta Constitution, August 18, 1913. In my 5 years of experience as deputy sheriff in the criminal division of Fulton Superior Court, said Plenty Minor, who needs an introduction to no one, I have had to handle many, many juries in many famous murder cases, but I have never had less trouble and more ease in providing for 12 men than in the Leo Frank trial. In the average jury, there are men from every walk of life, farmers, engineers, baggage men, clerks, merchants, and professionals of all character. Some retire early at night, some sit awake until past midnight. Some arise early, and some kick on getting up even as early as 9 and 10 o'clock. A jury of this type is more or less troublesome, as would be expected, and they generally are a bad class low attend to. But not so with the men in the Frank trial. They are a family almost to themselves, and have become as attached to each other as closely as brothers. They retire at the same hour, get up simultaneously, and never complain on food, service, or the censorship of their mall and literature. The Frank jury, in my mind, is the ideal jury. I have had an experience as wide as the next man, if not wider, and I'm in a position to know. They take whatever comes and never grumble. There hasn't been a complaint since the trial, and there never will be, if they are equally as agreeable and logical at home by their wives. I don't think they'll hear a whisper of contradiction in saying that there isn't an unhappy family in the whole 12. Eugene Stetson urged for W&A Commission Macon, August 17th, special. The name of Eugene W. Stetson of Macon, president of the Citizens National Bank and president of the Macon Chamber of Commerce, will be put before Governor Slayton for appointment to the Western and Atlantic Railroad Commission, to be named to consider what should be done with the railroad. Mr. Stetson has a strong endorsement, and it is believed here he will find the place.